This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't wait to see Ant-Man at a bar mitzvah, high atop, doing his thing. It could happen. It really will. Could happen. Bleacher Report came up with the top 12. Well, they went 50, but the top 12 NBA players ever. And I said, man, that's going to have Ant-Man all over himself. Because this is a list of goats, and because it encompasses all eras, this is top 12 NBA players ever. Who do you think was 12? Just to give you an idea. Hey, guess what? There's a celebrity in here. Yeah. Lynell Willingham, WWE. Must be something. You got a match tonight? Yeah, he's been all over the world. He's been forecasting. We've been reading all of his reports. You did a good job today, out there today, son. Yeah, boots on the ground, and his reports were clean. It was very, very well done. And so this Bleacher Report, did you see the top 12 in the NBA? What? NBA players ever. They go 50, but the top 12. Who's 12, Ant-Man?
They have Hakeem Olajuwon.
Now, the Dream is 12. That's why I thought this is so cool. And I'm sure you hear more about it tonight on Overtime with Big L. Who's 11? Well, let's go with Mass. Let's do that. Let's say, hey, Mass. First of all, my brother, welcome home.
Thank you, sir.
Now, when you see a list and Hakeem the Dream is 12th, What crosses your mind when the Dream is 12th?
Something's wrong.
And T-Maz, they got Kobe at 11, too.
At 11. No. Seriously. That's why this is not fun until you start backwards.
Yeah.
And you saying if there's any list on the planet that the Dream is 12 and the Mamba is 11th, Stephon Curry is 10th. So Steph is 10th. Wilt.
Well, Doc, Doc, when I'm looking at the list, first of all, I know the guys from the new era are probably not happy, because the only guy to even crack the list on from the new era is Steph Curry.
That's it.
You know, I still consider Kobe old school.
Yeah, I do too. Them baggy, them uniforms, man. Them uniforms, old Laker uniforms. They look like pajamas. I mean, them brothers look so wild. Them big old britches they was wearing. Mike was wearing them skin tights. Kobe and them wearing it. But this is so amazing for me, because usually all the summer comes out, the big-time talk show hosts, celebrities like Lynell, they do all these lists, and they'll super six-pack, and they got all these things. And I usually just laugh and smile at it. But when I saw this, and I saw the dream at 12, it made me go, wait a minute. Let me go and see. And then that top 12, of course, you didn't have any problem with who number one was, right? Was that any doubt?
Not.
Oh, no, no. So that was clean. That was clean.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, just me. I'm the only one that had a problem with it.
Ant-Man's got a problem with that. But I think Ant-Man's he's just fishing for controversy. He's trying to blow his name up.
I'm not trying to fish for anything.
This is a guy got, if his social media followers are low, what these guys will do, they'll go and do something they know is insane. And they'll do it, and then y'all will bite on it. Y'all
you essentially
like,
called me a clout chaser. I am no such thing.
If you don't consider Michael Jeffrey Jordan number one in this, you either high or you on something. Because you know and I know there's no way in the heck that you would put LeBron James ahead of Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I would. You guys always.
No, you wouldn't. It's you okay. say you would do it, but you wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He's too smart.
Give me a reason other than Ant-Man. Give me a reason other than longevity for LeBron being over Michael.
Hey, T-Mass, a lot of the times we have these conversations about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You guys always want to lead with Jordan has six rings. He went 6-for-6 in the NBA Finals and things.
Yeah. What's new?
My thing is, you guys pick and choose when you want to use ring culture as, you know, your argument to, you know, win an argument kind of thing.
Oh, so you don't think it matters?
I think it does have some type of importance, but I don't think it's the end
you
all.
You can't even say it without laughing. Hey, T-Mass.
He can't say that.
No, T-Mass, he can't do it with a straight face. He cannot do it because he know better. Hey, he's a Syracuse Orangeman. He understands tradition. He understands what it's like, man. They produce the best of the best. He understands the great Jim Brown. What are we talking about? He knows right now, but he's doing it. And like I say, he'll probably pick up 15, 20,000 followers.
Up.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's out there fishing for followers.
Up,
yeah, he's trolling. Kareem, the thing that's really odd to me is the sheer dominance. I mean, MJ, LeBron, they monsters, but in sheer dominance and you not being able to have an answer that no one ever had an answer for to stop the sky hook.
Well, I actually would have Kareem second. You know,
No. Is this what we're doing?
No, what we're doing is with maturity. It's maturity. How old are you? 16? 17. Okay, thank you.
I have Kareem in front of LeBron all day, every day, and I got another Laker in front of LeBron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right. What? Now, Jerry? Explain to me why you have all these players in front of LeBron, please.
The six Lakers, just for y'all wondering out of the dozen,
all right.
Six of them were purple and gold.
I'm going to name two Lakers in front of LeBron.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to name two. Kareem.
Okay.
All right? Let's start there.
I'm with you.
Champion, all-time great champion in high school. Maybe the best high school player
ever. Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay? That is a fact. That's a fact with Kareem.
Bruin.
champion at UCLA.
Bruin.
Okay? Champion at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Comes into the pros. He literally is the guy who we had never seen anything like. We saw Wilt Chamberlain before him, sheer dominance, raw power, great speed, agility, everything. We've never seen a big guy that athletic, that powerful. But we had never seen a seven-footer as graceful as Kareem. Kareem was actually so versatile. If you'd have had a bigger guy playing with him, even in that era, Kareem could have played power forward easily at a time when you couldn't even imagine a seven-foot-three dude actually even having the skills to play power forward in the 70s and the 80s and the late 60s. Kareem had all of that. So I'm not going to even talk about the skyhook. That's the most unstoppable shot in the history of basketball. He also impacted the court on the defensive side. He's up there in blocks and rebounding. So when you look at Kareem, really, there is no weakness in his game. If you want to talk about Kareem and a weakness, his only weakness, Doc, may have been his personality. Because he wasn't the easiest guy to get along with, and a lot of writers didn't like him. And because of that, he may not be in the history books the way that he should have been, because he stood for something that wasn't popular amongst people to stand for, which was equal rights for his brothers and sisters at a time when it was very tumultuous. So when you look at what Kareem did on the court as a basketball player with sheer dominance, I don't know of anybody who has a better body of work when you talk about high school, college,
Power Memorial. You're right. Unbelievable. What a shock. The seal had been. And you heard, you haven't heard a word out of Anthony, have you, Mac?
No, hey, look, I'm not listening to respond. I'm listening to understand. So, T-Maz, I understand everything you're saying. But we're not factoring in everything that happened before he got to the NBA. He's a winner. Like, I think that's basically what you're getting to.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is it. He's so a winner. And he leads the team. He leads the team. When Kareem was playing, Magic was looking to get him the ball. The greatest point guard of all time in Magic Johnson was looking to get Kareem the ball at the end of the game.
For 15. I would be looking to get him the ball too, T-Maz. I'm a rookie.
But that's because he was still dominating even late in his career. That's why.
Okay, and so is LeBron James. That's what he's doing too.
LeBron's a monster. Yeah. Nobody's doubting that, but he is not all around
impactful the way that Kareem was, and not as consistent of a scorer.
One in Milwaukee.
And played in Milwaukee with Oscar Robertson.
You said LeBron isn't as consistent of a scorer?
No, I said LeBron hasn't been as consistent over the course of his career in playoff games as Cap. Cap would take you there. They rode Cap until he couldn't go anymore. Now, longevity-wise, absolutely LeBron is up there. And you know what? I do you one better, man. LeBron is better late in his career than Kareem was. But if the game is on the line, and this is where it separates for me, if the game is on the line, Doc, and you got the opportunity to throw it to a 37-year-old Kareem, and you got an opportunity to have the game on the line with a 41-year-old LeBron,
I'm going Bruin.
Who do you think's going to close the game?
I'm going with Bruin.
I'm going with
Skyhook.
You going with the Skyhook?
Bruin. I'm going with the Bruin.
Okay.
I'm going with the closer. Yeah. The closer. Not the setup guy. Yeah. The closer.
38-year-old Michael Jordan, are you going with him too? Or are you going with 40-year-old LeBron James?
No. Michael Jordan's not in this conversation.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
You're just trying to make up something now.
Yeah.
See, this is what you got him going, man.
This is what they do.
You got him going, man. He's running now.
They changed the narrative. So now we were talking about Michael Jordan longevity. What are you doing in this conversation?
Yeah, and you know the other thing about it is that you know this firsthand. Now, you know the thing about Tony Massenburg is that the man who's seventh in this, he had to deal with him in practice. The man who's ranked seventh, you had to fight him every day in practice.
Oh, no doubt.
And what I'm saying no is doubt. That, so you know, and that was a bad man.
Woo!
That's a dude.
I tell people, I just spoke at camp today, Doc, mm-hmm. and the kids always ask me when I speak at these camps, who was the toughest person, who was the hardest player for you to guard?
Right.
And they always, they guess and they always say Shaq. And I said, nah, no, Shaq wasn't, he wasn't the most difficult to
right.
guard.
Right.
He was the hardest to keep away from the basket.
Yeah.
But he was so the big. Most difficult one to guard.
Right.
The most difficult one to guard was Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Because he had size, he had skills mm-hmm. inside and outside. He was a great defender, great shot blocker.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very high IQ for the game, and he was also a great passer. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you did, if you couldn't guard him one-on-one because you just couldn't guard him mm-hmm. one-on-one. Nobody could. If you double-teamed him, he saw where the double-team was coming and would make the right pass.
Mm-hmm.
He was also impactful on the defensive end. So, you know, you start talking about this list, man.
Seventh.
We'd be here all day talking.
And it's
about
amazing because, to me, the San Antonio Spurs, most of my childhood to dismay, what they did in the midst of that purple and gold steamroller, they
yep.
stopped it. I mean, what
oh,
they
yeah.
did, they said, hold up, Slim. We don't give a hoot about nobody. And,
nope.
man, but Pop and y'all, that to me is, that's why I was a little, when Chris Paul left Wimby, but I know he's going home to his family in L.A. Did any of this
yeah.
surprise you that has happened, latest no. movement in today's NBA?
No, it okay. actually hasn't.
Okay.
The Chris Paul move did not surprise me. The Bradley Beal move did not surprise me. They're just having, when I think about some of the moves that have happened, I mean, some of them you can just kind of see them coming because, you know, the situation, like you saw the situation in Phoenix with Bradley Beal. You,
yeah.
you just knew that wasn't, yeah, you knew a change was coming there.
Smart.
You look at
leaving Wizards.
Yeah, you look at Marcus
LA?
Smart. Okay, well, what's the biggest Achilles heel for the Los Angeles Lakers? It's defense.
LeBron.
So,
yeah.
you know, so they're going to go out and address their defensive issues, and Marcus Smart's a great way, great place to start.
All right. Well, we know if we want to know about the NBA, man, T-Mass and I, when you've been through the watching the W, and you're as a guy who did it, the highest level NBA champion, are you as excited about the W as we are?
I'm excited that the W is finally starting to get props. I'm excited for women's basketball because I've been watching women hoopers since I was in college. Is where I first saw my first big-time college basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw the women play at Maryland, I was like, oh,
yeah.
my goodness.
Yeah.
I had no idea
mm-hmm.
that women could hoop like this.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen it. Now, again, I'm mm-hmm. 17 years old
right.
at the time when I, you know, stepped on campus, so I didn't have a whole lot of life experience and not a lot of chances to see girls hoop at a high level, but I was completely blown away when I saw how those girls were playing and like the passing and the skill level and the physicality on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So I gained new respect for women's basketball a long time ago. And I'm glad to see that the game has finally gotten in a place where these ladies are starting to get recognized for what they bring to the game.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. T-Mass, man, your camp, anywhere I can get Ant-Man into one of your basketball camps just so he could be able to, no, seriously, man, I mean, he'll pass as, like, as a senior in high school. We can get him through that. He'll pass the look-see list.
I need to get an Ant-Man's camp for trolling. I need to learn how to start
trolling.
Oh, no. Trolling
yeah,
is crazy.
He is.
Up.
Yeah.
Trolling is crazy,
he's
man.
Hey, he's good at getting you going. He got me going.
Oh, no, he is. I'm telling you, man.
I can laugh at
you. Hear the things he was saying about you before we was teasing you coming up in there, man. I'm telling you. It'd be good. So get him to one of your camps. Let him come in because he got a nice stroke. I will say this. He and Hoffman, they can shoot it. They can shoot it.
All right. Well, in today's game, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Got to be able to shoot.
You got
to
be able to. They can shoot it. They can shoot
it.
Hey, brother, you know you're priceless, man. We appreciate what you bring to the table because we want to go hardcore. And we talking about insider. Ain't nobody more insider than T-Mass. And so we appreciate that you share with us, man. And we'll keep hope alive.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. I love talking ball with y'all because y'all know what it is. So it's always fun. talking with y'all on this stuff, man. Anytime, Doc.
Good deal. All right, Mass. I'll be in touch, man. Thank you. I tell you what, Tony Mass, man, the world champion, he's a terp, though, and he's proud of it and always stretches and flexes with the Maryland Terrapins, and that's a good thing. So we do enjoy that. More time to light it up. Your turn now. We will give the mic back to you, 301-230-0980. If anything that you just heard that you didn't like that Ant-Man threw out, feel free. Feel free to come in on open mic and tell him why he's wrong. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.